Chandra Devi Ki
Jai,
Sri Jagannath Rathi Yatra Mahotsava Ki
Jai,
Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon Ki
Jai,
Gaur Premanandi. So welcome everyone, and thank you very much for coming to our program this evening. Really, particularly, we're going to celebrate Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement here in Cape Town and express our appreciation for the devotees who have been making great efforts over the last some weeks during the course of this month, and really trying to spread Krishna consciousness and give people the opportunity for Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful thing. So let's read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita to start things off. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 9, The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. And let us see. We'll begin. We'll read a few verses, and we'll begin with verse 29. Mage va na mage keha, patra va apatra, ihara vichara nahi, jane deya matra. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit and who unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. Actually, just let me read. It's a very short purport here. Let me just read this. Very nice. Prabhupada says, this is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There is no distinction made between those who are fit and those who are not fit to hear or take part in the Sankirtan movement. It should therefore be preached without discrimination. The only purpose of the preachers of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching without restriction. That is the way in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Sankirtan movement to the world. Prabhupada was asked once, I'm sure you may have heard, what is the result of chanting? What are you trying to achieve? Prabhupada said, the result of chanting is more chanting. So Prabhupada says here, the only purpose of the preachers of the Sankirtan movement must be to go on preaching. That's all. Anjali Anjali Bari Pele Chatur Dishe Daridra Kudana Kaya Malakara Hase, the transcendental gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Malakara Kaheshuna Riksha Parivara Mulashaka Upashaka Yateka Prakara. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multifarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. What that means is Lord Chaitanya is going to speak to the people who have already received Krishna consciousness and who are already devotees. They are considered, they are already branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya's spreading of Krishna consciousness is sometimes compared to a tree, that he planted the seed of the tree, then he watered the seed, and it sprouted, and it grew, and then branches and sub-branches and so on came. So, which means, he planted the seed, he gave Krishna consciousness. And when that seed, when he gave Krishna consciousness to people, it took root in their hearts and grew. So then you get a tree, and those people become like the branches, sub-branches, and so on like that. So now Lord Chaitanya is going to speak to all those people who already have Krishna consciousness. People like, guess who? Like you. Like us. How's that? So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking to us. Alokika Vrikshakare Sarvendriya Karma Stavara Haya Dara Jangamera Dharma. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. Did you ever see that? A walking tree. Internationally traveling tree. Yes, really. This is Srila Prabhupada and his movement. Avrikshera Angahaya Sabasa Chaitana Bariya Vyapila Sabe Sakala Bhuvana. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus as they grow, they spread all over the world. Ekala Malakara Ami Kahan Kahan Yaba Ekala Vakata Pala Padiya Vilaba. I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Here, let me just read this purport also. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates that the distribution of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra should be performed by combined forces. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he laments, how can I act alone? How can I alone pick the fruit and distribute it all over the world? This indicates that all classes of devotees should combine to distribute the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without consideration of the time, place, or situation. Ekala utana dite haya parishrama keha paya keha na paya rahe mane brahma. It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone. And still I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. Ata eva ami agya dilun sabakare yahan tahan prema pala deha yare tare. Therefore, I order every man, that includes women, this is a generic term, therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. In this connection, there's a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Enechiyo shadi maya nashibara lagi harinama maha mantra lau tumi magi bhakti vinoda prabhu charane padiya se harinama mantra laila magiya. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is a spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. I'll just read that last verse again. Ata eva ami agya dilun sabakare yahan tahan prema pala deha yare tare. Therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. The Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirla Vishesha Shunyavadi Bhastachyade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gauravata Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So yes, these very important verses, and very nice verses, spoken by Lord Chaitanya in this ninth chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Yuga Dharma prescribed process for this age of Kali is Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tara Prabhatan. This is also a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, it's spoken by Vallabhacharya. Rather unusual personality, but it's a good verse. Very nice verse. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. In the Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, the prescribed process, is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. But Krishna Shakti Vina. Without Krishna Shakti, without being empowered by Krishna, then Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. One will not really be able to spread the Sankirtan movement. So we saw, well, first thing, the process for Kali Yuga is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Not exactly Krishna Nam Kirtan, but Krishna Nam Sankirtan. There's a difference in certain important respects. Sankirtan means congregationally. You can have kirtan yourself. You can have kirtan yourself. It's very nice. But really the Yuga Dharma is Krishna Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And Sankirtan, well, Sangha, these terms are connected. Congregationally, and not just congregationally, but in public, together with everyone, is really the idea of Sankirtan. So, the process is really to take the holy names out with other devotees and all together. As we read Srila Prabhupada in one of the purports just a few minutes ago, we read Prabhupada said, by combined forces, this is Sankirtan, by combined forces, and ultimately by combining with the non-devotees and getting them involved, and before you know it, they also become devotees, isn't it? How many years ago were any of us not devotees? We've not been devotees all our lives, except for Krishangi, and maybe a couple of others who are doing some serious playing. Yes, so anyway, otherwise the majority of us were not born devotees. We were born somewhere else, in some other situation, environment, with a different program. And we will not talk about that too much. Whew, Hare Krishna. The bad old days. But somehow or other, every last one of us, except Krishangi in the room, met devotees, met Krishna consciousness, met some devotees who were going out and giving with other devotees and giving Krishna consciousness. This is what happened to me. I met, it's a bit of a long story, but I met Srila Prabhupada. Talk about, you know, getting a heavy dose of mercy. Walking through the university in Auckland, New Zealand, April 1972, that's now more than 40 years ago. Where were you 40 years ago? Forgot. And who should I see but Srila Prabhupada walking through the university? Because I was in a much more degraded and bewildered condition, Krishna had to send the heavy artillery in. Not just some regular devotee, just, you know, but the big devotee. Yeah. So all of us have had some experience of that sort, and it sets something off within our hearts. And here we are today. And in so many ways, in every way, really, in every way, we are so much better off than we were prior to whenever it was we first encountered devotees and received Krishna consciousness. So, this is the Sankirtan movement, and that is the Yuga Dharma. It is the way, of course, obviously, to influence the world. The world will not really become influenced, at least much, if we just sit in the temple and chant, although it's nice. And actually we should do it sometimes, we must do it. But in that way, the whole world will not really so much get Krishna consciousness, but if we take it out, then the world will get Krishna consciousness, and that will be good for the world and very good for us. So, this is what Lord Chaitanya is saying here. Of course, he is God. He can do anything. There are no limits. But still, he is complaining, as we read. He's complaining. If I'm the only gardener, how can I do it all? I need help. And he goes on to say, we didn't read, but he goes on to say, that if I'm the only gardener, how can I eat all the fruits? Sure. Drowning in mangoes or something like that. How can I eat all the fruits myself? I need help to eat the fruits. So Lord Chaitanya is appealing like that, as if he needs help, although he doesn't really need help. Prabhupada was asked once by one devotee, it's a famous little exchange. Prabhupada was asked, Lord Chaitanya, he only spread Krishna consciousness in India. Why didn't he take it out? Why didn't he take it around the world? He talks about it going around the world and how it should and will and like that. So why did he do it? Why did he just stay in India? Srila Prabhupada answered, he left the rest of the world for me. Srila Prabhupada ki. So yes, it is good for the world, obviously, if we go out and give the people Krishna consciousness, but it's also good for us, because it is the process. And we should really try to go the whole way with the process. Just like if someone gives you some very nice prasadam, I believe there will be some a little later on. I don't want to disturb your minds and taste buds too much, but just imagine someone gave you some juicy butter paneer and so on and so on. And so now, so you put it on your plate, and okay, there it is. And now you find a place to sit down, okay, there it is. And now you sit down and got to get comfortable, okay, get a cushion underneath. All right, here we are, there we are, okay. And we look at the prasadam and that's it. We don't take the process any further. It will not be complete, will it? Something will be missing, an important element. So, yeah, for ourselves, to help ourselves, because the process is Sankirtan for us, for the world, and including us too. So therefore we need to go the whole way, you could say, with the process, and actually go out with it, come to the temple, associate, hear, chant with the devotees, have prasadam, get inspired, feel happy, of course. But then there's one other part. To make it complete, we have to take it out and give it. That makes the whole process complete, full circle, as they say, like that. So in our humble ways, we should see, try to find out how we can help, what we can do to take Krishna consciousness out and help the taking out and presentation of Krishna consciousness. Some, like the great stalwarts, Maharatis, great warriors, frontline warriors, who we're going to honor just in a little while this evening. They can go out, they can go right out and confront the people face to face and give them Krishna consciousness and deal with all the problems of doing that. People who don't agree, people who don't want, people who have another idea, and people who, so many alternatives are there. Somehow deal with them, and in as many cases as possible, get them to accept Krishna consciousness. At least begin by taking a book. For others, it may be difficult for whatever reason, just in terms of one's personality. One may not be brave enough. Whatever you'd call it, bold enough to just go out face to face, hand to hand combat. But you can help behind the scenes too. You can help behind the scenes, and in this way, combined forces, we read, Prabhupada said, combined forces, all the devotees can work together to maximize the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Because we need to, for us, not just for the world, obviously the world needs it, but we need it. We need to do it. Because we've been in this material world a long time. many, many lifetimes, and deeply ingrained in us are all sorts of bad habits and misconceptions, and the fundamental, most foundational root of it all is the idea which is entrenched and has been entrenched in our hearts for millions and uncountable number of lifetimes, really a long time, so it's really there, is the idea, I am the enjoyer. Oh yes, life is for me. Yes. And life is just one big, this world is like one big playground for me to enjoy. So, sorry, sir, the bad news is you got it wrong. It's not really like that. It's not like that. Although you think it's like that, and you're just totally possessed of the idea that it's definitely like that. But it's not like that. But really, it is a big playground for Krishna. Everything and everyone and just everything belongs to him and should be used for his pleasure, including us. Who are we? What are we? We belong to Krishna. Whereas in material life we think we belong to ourselves. I am my property and I can do what I like with me and whatever is apparently mine. So we, in order to become saved ourselves, we need to break that. Somehow we have to break that. That's a challenge. That's a challenge. How to break that selfishness. Aham mameti. I, me, and mine. Yeah. How to break that and turn it around to the polar opposite. Not me, not mine. Everything is Krishna's. And everything should be Krishna's. I mean, everything is, but everything should be used for Krishna. So it's a polar opposite. And in order to be saved ourselves, we have to break that selfish idea and come around to the real idea. So how to do that? How to do that? Well, of course, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is there for that. And it works. But, like we said, an essential part of the whole process which makes the whole circle complete is taking it out and giving it to people, to other people. Because even though we may be entrenched in selfishness, but if we practice Krishna consciousness in general, but then if we act selflessly by distributing Krishna consciousness without desire for name or fame, profit, adoration, distinction, if we really try to distribute Krishna consciousness in that way, then even though we have this selfishness deeply riveted into our hearts, if we practice selflessness, gradually the heart will become purified. This is an important part of how Krishna consciousness works. Prabhupada gives the example of arranged marriages. A few times he gives this example. Arranged marriages in the old days in India, boy and a girl, literally a boy and a girl, would be officially married at, you know, even before 10 years old. But, you know, Thakur, if I remember correctly, was married to his first wife when he was 10. She was 6. So, of course, at that age, the boy doesn't really know what is a wife. The girl's certainly got no idea what's a husband. And, well, I'm a wife, what am I meant to do? But the Prabhupada talks about it, that even though they've got no attachment to each other at all, but the parents engage them from time to time in those very early days in just sort of relating with each other in certain ways. Prabhupada gives the example that the mother of the wife, little wife, cooks something and gives it to the girl and says, take it to your husband. And so this little girl just takes it over and she doesn't know what's going on exactly. But then on a regular basis, she does this regularly, regularly, regularly. And Robert says, on that basis, attachment develops. And then gradually some real feeling develops. And then when they actually come to the point of maturity, then they can actually live as husband and wife. And of course Prabhupada made the point, and it's just a big historical fact, that that process in the vast majority of cases works. Because until not so long ago, in India there was no divorce law. Not because they just wanted to force people to stay together whether they liked it or not, but because they didn't need a divorce law. They didn't need a divorce law. So, yeah, because essentially the people were happy. So like this, if we are engaged, that young girl was engaged in serving her husband. Simple activities. She didn't know. She had no feeling that, oh yes, I want to associate with him and do some things for him. Initially at least, nothing like that. But gradually the attachment developed. So Prabhupada gives that specifically as an example to illustrate this point, that if we act in certain ways in Krishna consciousness, even though we may not have the feelings, but gradually the feelings will come. So compassion, great devotees like Srila Prabhupada feel so much compassion, overpowering compassion, and burning, blazing desire to help people, and vivid perception of how they need help. Not sitting there thinking, boy, maybe I should do that. You know, get back into material existence. But clear perception how hopeless and unfortunate material life is, and this amazing compassion, and on that basis spreading Krishna consciousness, just giving and giving and giving. So for us, we don't have that compassion, and you know, our perception of the shortcomings of material existence may sometimes also be lacking. And even we might sometimes contemplate that, well, you know, maybe we should give it another try or something like that. So our position is not the same at all. But if we act like that, if we act compassionately, whatever our attitude is, our understanding, and our feeling, if we act compassionately, and if we are compassionate by giving people Krishna consciousness, then gradually purification takes place and gradually the feeling arises. And that is progress. Because when that feeling arises, it means that selfishness, I, me, and mine, look after number one. That knot in the heart is becoming broken. Yeah. It's starting to melt away when some feeling actually starts to arise. So therefore, it's important for the world, obviously, that we distribute Krishna consciousness, but it's also important for us that we distribute Krishna consciousness. We need to do it for ourselves also. So like I was saying, in one way or another, we should try to do it. Do it, help do it, and like this. Participate, combine forces, get together and see how can we all work together to give Krishna consciousness. Yeah, it's nice. And Cape Town is an excellent place for doing it. Oh, it is excellent. I remember, you know, old people, I remember the Christmas Marathon, 1992. Were you around in those days, Jetty? Shuta was the president?
Yeah, I was in Durban.
Oh, you were in Durban. So, up until 92, Cape Town, you know, they were distributing some books, so things were going on. But somehow in 92, Marathon, it exploded. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. The devotees arranged to distribute books, or actually they really arranged to collect money using boards, you know, showing different activities we do and so on, in the major shopping malls. So, and out they went, collecting money and giving the people books. And so many books we distributed, it was amazing. I remember Rati Manjari, some of you may remember her. One day she did, one or two days she did over 1,000 books in 92. And Radha Charan, if you remember her, she also on a few occasions in later years did 1,000 books in a day, and everyone was doing 200-400 books in a day. Everyone, including these, you know, how to say, very conservative, well, young Indian girls from very conservative backgrounds from Chatsworth. It was amazing. Yeah, so, and it went on for years. I would come actually every marathon and go visit the devotees out there. And it went on up until a few years ago, several years ago, when it kind of reduced. But now we see it's coming back under Jyoti's good leadership. Haribol. Gaura Sundar Prabhu's leadership from the front, right out there on the street. So great, fantastic, that's wonderful. And there's so many nice people around in Cape Town and surrounding areas. It's amazing. It's really one of the best fields for Krishna consciousness, I'd say, in the world. So the devotees, a band of devotees, got together and really pushed again this year getting back out on the streets and really going for it and trying to distribute lots of books. And we really appreciate that tremendously. And no doubt we will see the results. People will come, more people will come, and yeah, like that. More people will start becoming involved in Krishna consciousness. Because each book means a seed is planted in someone's heart. So this evening we want to honor those devotees who made that effort and worked hard and tried their best and were very successful. We want to honor them and appreciate them. So therefore we've called all of yourselves, invited you all to participate. Now what? We'll read through the list. We have a list and give out different awards. And as we do it, everyone please express your appreciation loud and clear. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Movement ki, Transcendental Book Distribution ki, God Brahmanandi.